standing by these full waters. Peaceful waters, standing by peaceful waters. Oh, baby, we gotta go now.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is 1:05 on February 14th, and you are listening to Anything and Everything with DJ Slips and DJ Rizzle King. DJ Rizzle King, how are you doing today?
I am doing great. Very exciting day. A lot of stuff going on today. We'll get to that later. Just in the world.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot happening. We're going to get to that later.
There's a lot happening.
But we're going to start you off with a song. But before we do that, just a quick outline of what's going to happen today. It's 1:05, around 1:30. We're going to get started with one of our weekly segments called
Indeed.
That About Sums It Up. And then about 15 minutes later, 1:45, you're going to hear our favorite segment of the show. It's called Sweatpants or Real Pants, in which we discuss if we're wearing sweatpants or real pants. It's pretty riveting stuff, I must say.
Yes. Answers this week may surprise you. They may not. It depends on if you're a regular listener of the show.
If you are, give us a call in. 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-9636. And we're going to get a song going for you now.
We got some Michael Jackson.
Ooh.
I just wanted a girl just like you. Such a PYT. Love.
your skin and how it mixes in with mine. The way it feels to be completely intertwined. Not that I didn't care, it's that I didn't know. It's not what I didn't feel, it's what I didn't show. So let me be, and I'll set you free.
That was Misery by Maroon 5. And before that, you heard a little Michael Jackson, some PYT.
We had just a throwback right there.
All right. Sam has a question for me that he's been very excited to pose.
Well, yeah, I think it's a good question. Now, DJ Russell King doesn't really know what the question is. And it goes something as follows. In Spanish recitation, I come from Spanish recitation directly to radio, so often, you know, we talk about some very interesting stuff.
Very interesting.
Sometimes listen to some good songs. I like to bring it to the radio, you know, really spread the word of my TA across the entire Medford area. So
Medford-Somerville.
Exactly. The Medford-Somerville area. So anyway, my question for you, DJ Rizzle King, is has there been a habit that you have broken recently?
Just a single habit.
You can have broken more than one habit.
I can think of many. I used to be the worst procrastinator. Horrible. There is a TED Talk called Inside the Mind of a Procrastinator. And in it, they talk about a very specific example where you stay up till 2 reading the entire Wikipedia page of the Nancy Kerrigan Tanya Harding scandal. And I have done that with that Wikipedia page staying up till 2. So it used to be very bad. I think I broke that habit when I came to college. I now have the completely different problem of just having such a large volume of work that I physically cannot get it done in time, which is an entirely worse problem to have. Let's see. When I was like 6 or 7, I never used to wash my hands unless I was prompted by my parents. That was a bad habit.
That's a good one to break right there.
I'm happy I broke that.
Here's what I'm really proud of is when I was young, or as I said in Spanish recitation, cuando era joven. When I was young, I used to put my shirt on head, arm, arm. I'd put the head on, and then I'd reach through, I'd put the arm, and then the other arm.
So you'd pull it all the way down.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'd pull it on, and then I said to myself, you know what? I don't like this. I want to change my habit. So now I put my shirt on arm, arm, head.
I kind of just do it all in one fell swoop.
Yeah, I know, but really, like, if you break it down to the steps, are you an arm, arm, head, or a head, arm, arm?
I'm a put your arms through, and then they kind of slide out as your head goes through.
What?
Depends on the shirt.
Okay, okay. So you take you have a vertical approach.
Yes, very vertical.
Oh, I'm very horizontal. My shirt is almost it's all the way horizontal until it goes over the head.
Oh no, not
yeah.
Not
I'm the horizontal approach. Very interesting, huh? Radio partners, but completely different shirt putting on approaches.
This might break up anything.
This
and
might
everything.
Break it up. Well,
this might be the last show.
Well, listen to anything at one and everything at two. Two different shows.
No, also, they can't be that close. Yeah. One of them has to be at Saturday, okay. 2 in the morning. The other Wednesday at 4:30 in the morning.
Saturday, 2 in the morning.
Well, let's get back to some music here. Here's a little bit more Michael Jackson. Blame It on the Boogie.
Before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
All right. Now, we're going to play... We've played Mad Libs the last couple of weeks, but we're going to play a little something different this week. Sam does not know what this is.
I actually have no idea. If we're not playing Mad Libs, what is there to do?
I'm going to ask you a series of would you rather questions that I found on the internet.
Oh, okay.
Would you rather fight 100 duck-sized horses or one horse-sized duck?
Oh my gosh. The duck-sized... horse-sized duck.
I think I would also go horse-sized duck.
I would go horse-sized duck easily. Because okay. The horses, they can still hurt me if they're the size of a duck.
Yes, agreed. Would you rather... No, that's not a good one. The problem with Googling stuff on the internet is it sometimes isn't that funny. Would you rather be without elbows or be without knees?
Without...
So either your leg is just a stiff thing or your arm is just a stiff thing.
Can I, I'm going to go with elbows.
Elbows? Why?
Elbows, because, you know, oh God, it'd be so hard to move around. I feel like I could get used to the elbow thing. Like, so, wait, but I can't, I can't bend my elbow at all.
You can't bend your elbow at all.
I would just get, like, a long stick that points towards my mouth, and I would put food on that, and then I would eat it. I would have, like, a very long fork is what I would do. But I couldn't get to the food if my legs were all weird.
All right, that's valid. Would you rather go about your normal day naked or fall asleep for a year?
Fall asleep for a year?
Really?
That sounds amazing. Why would you not want to be asleep for a year?
You'd miss so much.
I know, but it would be so cool. You'd walk out, you'd be like Captain America without any of the
without
other good
any
stuff.
Of the things that make Captain America. Nobody has ever said, my favorite part of Captain America is when he falls asleep for 70 years.
I'm just saying, you'd wake up and you'd be like, what is this new? There, people would be doing crazy things. Everything would have changed. You know, it would be amazing. It would be very fascinating. I would be asleep for a year, definitely.
Definitely asleep. Okay. Would you rather be able to stop time or fly?
Oh, this is the hardest of all questions.
It's the hardest
stop
of all...
Stop time.
I see that. Okay, follow-up question. That's not here.
Is it being invisible or fly?
No.
Okay.
Run 100 miles an hour or fly 10 miles an hour?
Do I get tired?
You get tired at the same rate of running, like... You'll get tired after 10 minutes of running or 5 minutes of running, not after running for however long.
So it's a time thing, not a distance thing.
Yes, it is a time thing.
Oh, that's tough. Then I guess I'm going to have to go with run 100 miles an hour.
One, you'd be the best athlete ever.
And just,
wanted to.
So but you know, if I can only run for 10 minutes, you know, that's not...
No, you could... being able to run 100 miles an hour.
So you're saying I could jog 50 miles an hour for a while.
You could jog 50. I mean, we'll say it's slightly harder than normal running, but you can train yourself. And now up the stakes, you can fly 25 miles an hour.
Oh, so you're flying so cool.
I think flying 25 miles an hour, and you can, and you don't get tired as easily, I'd rather take flying.
Well, you never said I don't get tired as easily.
Let's add that in there.
Oh, if I don't get tired as easily, I fly.
Okay. Would you rather be a giant hamster or a tiny rhinoceros?
Tiny rhinoceros.
Agreed.
I don't like
Absolutely agreed.
Hamster is a rodent. I don't want to be a rodent.
Would you rather be... These are all... Okay. Would you rather meet an alien visitor or travel to outer space?
Travel to outer space. That one's not hard for me.
Okay.
I would go to space.
I would go to space. I think.
Now, let me ask you this question. We're going to Mars, okay? They said, you go, you're never coming back. You're starting a new civilization. You're not going to go?
Am I starting the settlement, or am I... Mars is an established colony.
You're starting the settlement.
Do I get to participate in the science of it?
Sure, but you're not coming back.
That's hard.
You're going to Mars.
Now? No.
No?
I stay on Earth.
Well, that's so hard.
I stay on Earth.
Okay, 20 years from now. And you know you're going in 20 years.
Maybe.
I feel like that's worse. What if you meet your...
You have to go. You commit
your
now.
Your significant
you
other.
You have to go.
Yeah. There's no...
Oh, then no, absolutely, I don't.
Okay. What if... I feel like... okay, I'm not saying I'd go, but I'm not 100% opposed to it. If they came with me, I was like, Sam, we leave for Mars in a year. That'd be hard for me, but I would consider it.
Valid. Okay, would you, and this is an interesting one to end on. Would you rather be only able to whisper or only able to shout?
I mean, I mostly shout all the time anyway, so I guess mostly able to shout. I would just pass it off as like, you know, it's just what I do.
All right, so different last one.
Okay.
No TV or no music? This is easy for me.
I know your answer.
Yes.
No music. Or sorry, no TV.
Absolutely.
I'm going to go no TV as well. No TV as well.
All right. Well, that wraps up Would You Rather. It is 1:27. If you are curious about anything and want to talk, give us a call. 855-915-WMFO or 855-915-9636. And here's the Jonas Brothers.
I came home at lunchtime, I heard a funny noise. Went out to the backyard to find out if we was one of those ratty boys. Stood there with my neighbor called Peter in a flat skirt passer. He told me he built a time machine, wanted to film a scene. Yeah. He said I've been to the year 3000, not much has changed, but they lived underwater. And your great, great, great granddaughter is divine, you and fine. He took me to the future in the flux thing, and I saw everything.
Boy bands, and another one, and another one, and another one.
And girls there with round hair, like Star Wars, and float up on the floor. We drove around in a time machine, like what?
And it is 1:30 on WMFO Medford, and you know what that means.
Oh, yeah. You know, Sam, what that means. It is time for That About Sums It Up, the weekly segment on anything and everything.
We can call it a weekly segment. I think it's just fourth iteration. Week.
Oh, my gosh. I cannot believe I haven't brought this up sooner. Guess what? This is our 10th radio broadcast of anything
this is
and everything.
Our this is only our 10th?
Okay, I mean, that's 10 weeks.
That is a lot of weeks.
And keep in mind, we weren't here over the break. That's 5 weeks. We weren't here. We were off.
Mine plus one for Thanksgiving.
Exactly. So really, like, what? It's really like 16 weeks.
Wow.
But this is our 10th you and I, me and you, on the air. I got all bases covered there. I got a 50% no matter what.
He and me.
Yes, exactly. He and me on the air.
Us and we.
Our 10th time. So congratulations.
Wow. Thank
anyway,
you.
That about sums it up.
To you.
Thomas, what is your that about sums it up?
Okay, so I am in an a cappella group called The Amalgamates, and you will be hearing more about that next week. But we have a show coming up, so there's a lot of rehearsal going on. Got back from a four-hour rehearsal after a four-hour class and had to do an entire lab report. Did the lab report, was very happy with it, and then had to wake up at 7 to finish prepping the lab for that day. This is now Tuesday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Lab is at 8:30. 8:20, get an email. Class has been canceled. We will do both labs next week.
Both labs?
Yes.
Wait, you have two labs?
Two laboratories next
in
week.
In 1 week?
In one class.
Whoa, whoa. Wait, how?
I have no idea. We will see. But I got 3 hours of sleep or 4 hours of sleep for absolutely nothing.
And that about sums it up?
And that about sums it up.
Okay, my that about sums it up is very short. It's that before noon, I already had two cupcakes. And that about sums it up for me.
That's a much better indicator.
It was succinct, and they were very good cupcakes. I got one that said my boy for Valentine's Day, and the second one I got said my girl. I got both of them.
Did you eat them at the same time?
No. I got the my boy one first, because, you know, like, I'm a boy. And then I went to Spanish, and it was so good that I went right before this. To go get another cupcake, and I felt rushed. There were a bunch of people behind me, so I didn't have time to pick the one. You know, I didn't have time to pick the message on the little candy on top of the cupcake, so I just grabbed one. It was my girl, so maybe I'll go back later. I'll try to get, you know, maybe I'll get lucky and get, like, a, you know, like, come here one or one of those. I don't know. We'll see. It's a big lottery.
It is a big lottery. All right, well, let's get back to some music. This is some fun.
The sound, the silence, the cars were cutting like knives in a fist fight. And I found you with a bottle of wine, your head in the curtains, and heart like the 4th of July. You swore and said, we are not shining stars. This I know, I never said we are. Though I've never been through hell like that, I've closed enough windows to know you can never look back. If you're lost and alone, or you're sinking like a stone, carry on. May your past be the sound of your feet upon the ground. Carry on. Carry on, carry on. Friends at the edge of the night, at a bar of 75. And we talked and talked about how our parents will die, all our neighbors and wives.
It is a minute early, but it is about that time. Very Ooh. Exciting. That was, before we get going, that was Whiplash from Whiplash, the fantastic 2014 film with Miles yeah. Teller. And you know what the budget of that movie was? Take a guess.
$27 million.
Way lower than that.
$1 million.
Higher than that.
$4 million.
$4 million.
Wow.
And the budget of Get Out?
$1 million.
$2.5 million.
Wow.
And it's an Oscar, and both of those were Oscar-nominated films, which is insane.
Well, that just means that I need to find myself $2.5 million and win an Oscar.
Yep, exactly.
So I'm pretty sure that the easy part's going to be winning the Oscar. The hard part...
is just finding a backer.
I just got to find $2.5 million.
For a 19-year-old with no film experience. Yeah, yeah. Not no film experience.
No real film experience.
Yes.
But it is now 2:45... 1:45. Whoops, we're at 1 o'clock. It is now 1:45, which means that it is time for sweatpants or real pants. DJ Rizzle King, what are you wearing today?
They are real pants. Very exciting.
Real pants for DJ Rizzle King.
Very exciting after I skipped my 8:30 class. But it's fine. I had time to put on real pants. That's what really matters.
Wow, that's impressive. And you're wearing a sweater.
I am wearing a sweater. This will be... I think this happens every Wednesday that I wear real pants is at about 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. I'm in real clothes. I took time. I took a shower in the morning. Mm-hmm. I look good. And then by 6 o'clock, I'm in sweatpants and a sweatshirt until I go to bed.
You know what I found is the problem with starting off the day with sweatpants is there's nowhere to go down.
There's nowhere
to
go down.
You come back to your room.
Except going to bed.
You come back to your room. You're like, what do I put on? I'm already wearing it.
No, then you just go
tough.
To bed.
I know, it's tough.
All right, what are you wearing, DJ Slips?
Today is a bit unfortunate for DJ Slips. I am wearing sweatpants. I actually resisted the temptation to wear Uggs today.
You are even wearing a flannel shirt, though.
I'm wearing, it's a collared shirt, though.
It's
collared.
It's a flannel shirt.
Yeah, but it is flannel. I'll tell you this. You know how you know you look bad on a given day? Is when someone says, Sam, are you wearing that to protest Valentine's Day? And that's how you know you look terrible.
Ouch. That hurts a lot.
So I'm looking pretty pretty right now.
You're living your life. You're
Yeah, yeah.
All time.
Tomorrow
high.
Is definitely gonna be sweatpants too.
Oh, if tomorrow's not a sweatpants day, the only reason tomorrow might not be a sweatpants day is because laundry is expensive.
Ooh, that's true.
Yes.
That's true.
Yes. Yeah. All right, well, let's get back to some music. I will be following this up with some comments, but this is The Tufts Amalgamates.
Tried to keep you close to me, but life got in between. Tried to square. Let me look in your eyes. Hold back the river so I can stop for a minute and see where you hide. Hold back the river, hold back. Once upon a different life, we rode our bikes into the sky. Flashing by.
river so I can stop for a minute and be by your side. Hold back the river.
That was Hold Back the River, performed by the Amalgamates. And before that, we had Whiplash from Whiplash. The Amalgamates have a couple interesting things going on. We have a show on campus next Friday at 8:30. Find more details on our website. But more relevant is that the Contemporary Acapella Society always puts out award nominees for anything that's been released. And that album, The Lockbox, received 5 nominations. Best Country Song for Homegrown, Best R&B Song for So Good, Best Rock Song for Way Down We Go, Best Mixed Collegiate Album, and Best Mixed Collegiate Song. So that's all very exciting. If you're interested in hearing more of that, that is The Lockbox by The Amalgamates. And now, for someone slightly more established, this is some Beyoncé.
Boy. To the one I love, yeah. Still love the way he talks, still love the way I sing, still love the way he rocks them black diamonds in that chain. Still all up on each other, ain't a damn thing changed. My girls can tell me nothing, I'm gone in the brain. I'm all up under him like it's cold winter time. All up in the kitchen in my heels, dinner time. Do whatever that it takes, he got a winner's mind. Give it all to him, meet him at the finish line. Me in my booth, booth, riding. All up in that black with his chick. Ladies, if you love your man, show him you the flyest. Grind up on it, girl, show him how you ride it. Me and my boo, riding. All up in that black with his chick right beside him. Ladies, if you love your man, show him you the flyest. Grind up on it, girl, show him how you ride it. Oh, killing me softly. Rocket. Oh, killing me softly. And
That was Countdown by Beyoncé.
You know why that song is so nice to listen to as a radio host is because for those listeners out there, you know, we have to actually like pay attention to when the song's going to end, you know, start talking when it ends. Wow, it's a pretty difficult job.
This is a very bad joke coming
but,
on.
But, you know, that song just helps us. It's just they count it down for us. There's no paying attention necessary.
All right, so since most of you have tuned out after that that remark from DJ Slips, we're going to sign off now. It is 1:56 on WMFO in Medford. This is Anything and Everything. I am DJ Rizzle King.
And I am DJ Slips. Make sure to catch us next week, Wednesday, 1 to 2 p.m.
All right, and we'll leave you with the Beatles. This is Here Comes the Sun.
You can also email us at anythingandeverythingwmfo@gmail.com or follow us on Facebook, Anything and Everything.
Thanks for keeping it on your freeform station. We hope you're enjoying the music. 91.5 WMFO Medford and worldwide at WMFO.org.
We'll dream.